When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
Hey. I'm not sure why I lost my job with MI5 as an interrogator, and I didn't like to ask. You see, there are some strange people in this world. Did you hear about that woman who was arrested at Gatwick Airport this morning? 7 baby porcupines in a pillowcase. I don't know how some people sleep at night. My grandfather lives with us, so we decided to put in one of those Stanner chairlifts up to his room. But apparently he didn't sleep a wink the night before, because the words we used were, "In the morning, you're going to be facing the electric chair." My quest is to solve these problems and to help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my trusty friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us.
Yeah, that was a nice nap. Milton, what are you doing with those glasses all stacked in a pyramid on top of each other?
I'm seeing if I can make a champagne fountain on a tray with only one hand.
OK, but I really don't think you should be driving at the same time.
Nonsense!
Oh, keep the noise down, boys. I'm trying to have a kip. Oh, Milton, what are you doing?
He's making a champagne fountain.
No, I'm not.
Hey?
I'm actually using Tizer. There we go. Cascading down.
Yeah, Milton, you're supposed to be driving, not holding a bottle.
Oh, don't worry. I'll keep my other hand firmly on the wheel. I'll get it.
No! No!
Hello? Hello?
Have you been involved in an accident?
Yes, and I'm pretty sure it was you who caused it.
Oh, no, the police are here.
Milton, how are we going to explain this? You might lose your licence.
Oh, I very much doubt that.
Why?
I haven't got one.
Oh, no.
Wind your window down, please.
Milton, press the button.
Can you get out of the car, please, sir?
I'll try.
Not through the window.
I assure you, officer, none of us have ever been in trouble with the police before.
Oh, no. You again, Jones.
Hello, Tim. How's Inspector MacReady?
Still on sick leave.
And the motorcycle display team?
Still disbanded. Now, why were you driving erratically and why is it a complete mess in here?
I dropped my glasses.
That is entirely factual, officer.
Is that Tizer?
Oh, Milton, what are you doing?
His head's jammed in the window.
Let me just... There. Oh, I can only offer my sincere apologies, officer.
Oh, you are going to pay for this, Jones. Just stay there. I'm just going to start the paperwork.
I've never been so embarrassed in all my life.
Well, I'm still furious about that man who phoned us asking if we'd been in an accident.
Oh, he was probably just a scammer.
Really? My mother's family were all scammers.
Well, don't tell that to the police.
No, I mean Scammer was her surname before she was married.
Oh, right.
Makes it pretty tricky for me getting through any kind of bank security, though. When they ask for my mother's maiden name.
Sure it does.
Always remember, passwords have to be both letters and numbers. Mind you, I spent years using R2-D2 and then coming unstuck when it said, "Are you a robot?"
Oh, he's back. Now, be very careful, Milton. Don't do anything, well, you know.
Hello, officer.
What? Why are you whispering?
Come a bit closer.
No, Milton.
I'm going to jail anyway.
There's a van on its way for you.
See?
No. There's been a change of plan. When I radioed in, they said they were already looking for you.
Is this about the goat racing on the dual carriageway?
No.
Milton, you twit.
No, you're being taken to Paddington Station, put on a train to Wales. This comes from the top, the very top.
Is he being deported?
Sadly not, no.
Shame. Those were my best Tizer glasses.
So what on earth is going on?
Ah, this will be to do with my Uncle Llewellyn. He works for the Secret Services.
Oh, Milton, surely you didn't fall for that old one?
Once a scammer, always a scammer.
Yes, like that girl who's always writing to me and asking for money.
Well, I hope you didn't give her any.
Oh, I knew there was something dodgy about her. She would only use her initials, HMRC.
Oh,
But I've often thought about trying to visit my uncle, the spy. But have you any idea how many nectar points you need for a weekend in Swansea?
How many?
2. Anton and I were escorted to Paddington Station and then headed west. Once on board, there was one particular member of the train staff I was keen to meet, but it turns out Fishguard was just one of the destinations. From Swansea, we got a taxi to an unmarked slip road just off the M4. Interesting. This certainly isn't on my map.
Milton, that's a map of California.
Wrong West Coast.
Well, I still think the whole thing's ridiculous. Spies, indeed.
But look at the road signs. They're all partially encrypted.
That's Welsh.
Clever.
Although, that is strange. Nobody knows about this road, and yet, look, there's a roadside food truck.
So that's what he meant by working in the secret services.
Just here, please, driver. Let's go over, see if either of those two people serving say anything spy-like.
Hello there.
The geese are going south for winter.
It's Uncle Llewellyn the spy.
No, I was just trying to tell you your flies are undone.
No, I'm Llewellyn. Milton, you made it.
Llewellyn, lovely to meet you.
Actually, Anton, the double L means it's pronounced Llewellyn.
Correct, and I see you've met my wife.
It says Jill on your name badge, is that right?
Jill.
No, just Jill. I'm from Warsaw.
Jill from Warsaw.
funny story, Llewellyn. It seems Milton thought you were an actual spy, you know.
How did you find out?
Oh. We really are spies.
Well, well, well.
Welsh, Welsh, Welsh.
We're in the Welsh Secret Service.
Never heard of them. Oh, I see. Mm. That's very good.
We're stationed near the bridge just off the M4.
You mean 007?
Oh, why didn't I think of that? Well, I'm sorry. I know this may seem like a remote Welsh road, but you can never be too sure who's listening in. That's why we operate this snack van for clandestine meetings.
So just pretend you're customers buying, oh, I don't know, a pasty or a sausage roll.
You really think criminals or terrorists may be eavesdropping?
Yes, the whole place could be some kind of Ginster's paradise.
Exactly. So, why not try our speciality? Welsh rarebit. It's the finest for miles around and... Oh, no, here we go.
It's another snack van.
Bonjour, tout le monde, et bienvenue.
Chinese.
Milton, this is Philippe Bardou. He's been seconded to work alongside us in the Welsh Secret Service as part of our rapprochement programme.
Well, strictly speaking, I am Breton. The Breton people have so much more in common with the Welsh than the English.
Ah, Brittany, so many happy, happy memories.
But I think she's back in charge of her own career now, isn't she?
not Britney Spears, Milton. We've been through this.
Whoops, I did it again.
So when you think of Brittany, you think of Gaul. And when you say Gaul, you think...
Asterix.
Bladder.
Well, I will not hold a grudge. It will be a privilege to be working together.
I like your cover.
Ah, yes, pretending to be the owner of a French food van.
No, your electric awning. Is this the button?
Now, Milton's a bit deadly with that sort of thing.
No, it's okay. Mind you, I've not seen it extend so much. He's pinning me to the ground!
Milton, stop it. We're on the same side.
Very well.
I'm so sorry.
No, de rien. Because, as you see, we work well together without a trace of rivalry. And let us celebrate by me serving you up with un croque monsieur.
Oh, why not have one of our homegrown specialities, eh?
Well, so exciting to have a choice. What is it?
Welsh rarebit.
I see.
But man is ready to eat. Prêt de manger.
Good idea. I'll go there. I fancy a cheese toasty.
Perhaps I can help. Canopy?
Good idea.
No, not the canopy!
Anyway, there's no time to eat. We need you to start on your special mission straight away.
Right. Where's Llewellyn gone?
He's gone on ahead, through the specially concealed entrance.
And if I'm not very much mistaken, the secret door to your headquarters is at the bottom of this deep fat fryer. Let's go!
Actually, it's just behind that curtain.
I knew that. Of course, I'd rubbed shoulders with dangerous people before. Like that time I did a massage course with a bloke who liked running with scissors. I'd also often imagined myself as a detective in the show Midsummer Murders, or more likely the spin-off programme Midwinter Murders. I suppose you're wondering why I've gathered you all here in this room.
You know who did the murder, Inspector?
No. It's because the price of gas now means we can only afford to use one radiator.
But do you know who did the murder?
Never mind that, Colonel. There's a much more serious crime we need to solve first, because someone in this very room, no less, has turned up the thermostat.
But think of my bill.
Don't worry, Lady Marchmont. We'll catch whoever's caused you so much expense.
No, Bill, my husband. The one who's been murdered, remember?
All in good time. First, I must reveal the perpetrator of this much more dastardly crime. Miss Peabody?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
This hanky that fell from your handbag earlier reveals that you definitely have the sniffles.
It's not true, it's not true, I tell you.
Well, there you go. It was clearly Miss Peabody who turned it up.
Not so fast, Colonel. Or should I say Dr. Desmond Thornhart?
Well, you can if you like, but it's not my name.
Either way, what I'd like to know is what you were doing earlier in the garden with your mysterious accomplice.
Whoever do you mean?
Oh, you know. White, cold black eyes and a pointy orange nose. The accomplice who disappeared just a few hours after the sun came up.
What a load of nonsense.
Ah, Professor, maybe it was you. You seemed pretty desperate to get warm when you arrived here tonight. You hugged each and every one of us for over 6 minutes.
It is the normal greeting in my country, wherever that is. And anyway, if I was chilly, why wouldn't I just put my coat back on?
Because then, Professor, when you get back outside, you...
wouldn't feel the benefit, of course.
All right, I admit it. It was me, but it wasn't my fault. I was busy stabbing Lord Marchmont 17 times with a decorative Japanese paper knife. Then my hand slipped and accidentally turned up the thermostat. I'm innocent, I tell you. Innocent!
After him, he's escaping.
You'll never catch me. Actually, it's a bit freezing out there. I couldn't wait a bit, could I?
Yes, come on in.
I was excited to be working for the Secret Services, although I couldn't help thinking the CIA, KGB, MI5, they've all got a lot of secrets. KFC, just the one. And so Anton and I were brought into the very heart of the Welsh operation to meet the boss.
My code name is 00LL.
May I call you Oosh?
I'd rather you didn't. Now, Milton, your uncle says you see things differently and that you're brilliant with computers.
Indeed. You see this chip behind my ear?
Yes.
That's because recently I was in a deep fat fryer.
I'm afraid that is true.
And yet you survived. I think you could be just the man we're after. You see, our organisation has a problem with leaks.
Embarrassing for the Welsh Secret Services.
Oh, this is serious. Normally, it's the other way round. The Welsh Secret Service has traditionally relied on a long-established method of gentle but persistent surveillance.
Do you mean being nosy?
Milton.
Who told you that? Was it that Mary Pugh from Carmarthen? Typical. You know she lost her job in Asda for not washing her hands when she was working at the deli. What do you make of that day?
Counterintelligence. I like it.
All right, then. Let's see what you like at cyber security. What would you say if someone were to ask you your mother's maiden name?
Scammer.
Ah, excellent. Do you know, I'd like you to give a lecture to all of our agents on coding and security.
I agreed, but demanded that my identity was protected in a lecture theatre where I could put in one-way glass. My request was accepted. Then I waited for everyone to arrive. Eventually, someone came in and said that I should probably have put the glass the other way round. The agents had assembled under the watchful eye of... Ooh. Good afternoon, everybody. I know what you're thinking. Milton Jones, why do you want your identity to be kept secret? Bother. Anyway, lesson number one, the origins of secret messaging. If we could have the first slide, please.
Yes, now, this is the ancient Greek ruler Histiaeus. Now, he cleverly tattooed a message on his slave's shaven head, then let his hair grow again to get it past his enemies.
In fact, once, to carry an urgent message, I persuaded Anton to let me do the same thing.
Yes, and under my hair, I've still got the vital tattoo.
Yes, the word gullible.
What?
Right, any questions so far?
Yes. Can you tell us a bit about how to communicate with our agents in the field?
Well, for that, you need to go old school, a secret FM frequency that no one ever uses.
Like what?
Radio 3. I can guarantee almost nobody else will be listening.
Oh, could you show us?
Oh, yes, please, yes.
Of course. Just power up the receiving equipment.
And that was the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra and baritone Hidenori Komatsu with Gustav Mahler's Die zwei blauen Augen von meinem Schatz.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, we didn't understand a word of that.
I don't know. We haven't had the secret message yet.
And now here is the secret message. Would Agent 12 please proceed to Felixstowe?
Oh, don't worry, don't worry. Felixstowe was just an example.
Although our agents must be prepared to make any sacrifice. We don't want this information to fall into enemy hands.
Classic.
How do you mean?
Classic FM is where you'd put it out if you wanted it to fall into enemy hands.
Clever.
The lecture went well. In fact, I wasn't expecting such an emotional reaction. There wasn't a dry eye in the house by the time I'd finished my demonstration of tear gas. It went so well that Ooh decided to give us a tour of the entire Welsh operation.
We can talk in here.
Bonjour.
Ah, now this is Philippe, part of our Entente Cordiale.
Ah, yes, I met Jones before at breakfast.
Of course, le petit déjà vu.
That is not a phrase.
Au contraire.
Well, that is a phrase, but the first one is still not.
On the contrary.
Gentlemen, there is no time for this. I have brought you all up here to show you the greatest secret of all. Something we've been working on for over a decade. Something we call the Welsh Universal Translator.
What?
I said, we've come up with something we call the Welsh Universal Translator.
No, W-U-T, what?
Oh, yes, I see. Well spotted. We've come up with what?
A Welsh Universal Translator.
Yes, right. Thank you. Now, this machine translates every spoken or written language into Welsh and then back again into the original language. So then it has a lovely Welsh way of saying things and everyone is a bit less cross.
What a brilliant idea.
Let me show you how it works. For example, take this quote from Sylvia Plath. I desire the things that destroy me in the end. Now, I'll put it through the machine. Oh, I really fancy a bit of cake. Yum, yum. Or this angry message from New York.
Hey, buddy, if you don't get that lump of metal out of my way, I'm gonna stick it where the sun don't shine.
Goes through the machine. And it becomes...
Hello, boy. Oh, sorry to bother you, mate, but if you can't get that engine going, I'll take you to Wrexham.
Amazing. So this machine can input any speech at all.
Can I try this bit from an English journalist?
Oh, very well.
As one government minister said to me, the risk is that the policies bring my world through the consideration.
Well, all right, so there are some voices that defeat any rational analysis.
Who was that, by the way?
Robert Peston.
Ah, that explains it.
But the important thing is, ever since word got out about this, we've had to face some very serious threats.
Oh, no, an ant playing a xylophone.
No, I've just had an email. Oh, bad news, I'm afraid, Milton. Someone is targeting you. They say they have kidnapped the person you are closest to in all the world.
Not Mr. Nutkin the squirrel.
No, and Pauline?
Oh, my, this is awful.
They say they will only release her if we hand over the translation machine.
Oh, no.
And they have sent this video message.
Oh, hello. Is this on? What was it? This type will self-destruct in, was it 10 seconds? 10! 10! Right. Oh, I've forgotten what I was supposed to say now. Yes, I've been kidnapped.
There is another one.
It's me again. Sorry, I ran out of time. This tape will self-destruct in 10 minutes. Anyway, I've been kidnapped by a lovely man who's going to kill me. No seconds. I don't know why it has to self-destruct, mind. It's a waste of tape for a start.
One more.
Hiya, it's Terry from R Tapes Self-Destruct Limited. Just say, you still haven't paid the bill for last month.
Oh, I think they sent the wrong one.
Why don't we take a closer look at that video of Pauline? Philippe, can you plug your phone into the screen?
D'accord.
Yes, the cord, or the wire, as we call it in this country.
There we are.
Right, now, look at the window behind Pauline. Looks like some kind of old mill with chimneys. Can we enhance that?
OK.
No, Milton, not by drawing flowers on it. By enhance, I mean make it bigger.
Oh, right.
Could be somewhere in the north of England, perhaps.
And she said there was a lovely man. Well, I hope she hasn't got Stockholm syndrome.
No, looks like she's in Manchester, so she's probably more likely to get drunk and then into a fight with him.
Do you think so?
Yes, Stockport syndrome. We were onto something, but I couldn't help feeling someone was watching my every move. Then out of the blue, I got a message in the comments section of my Facebook Live. It invited us to a meeting at a very specific tourist destination in North Wales.
Are you sure this message was genuine, Milton?
Yes, it said it came from the top, the very top.
And that's why we've spent 3 hours struggling up Mount Snowdon?
It's not that difficult, Anton. I'm sure you've given a piggyback to someone before.
Fine, although the top of Snowdon is an odd place to suggest for a meeting because today, it just so happens, it's the location of the Welsh Lib Dem Party conference.
So he wants to meet us alone, does he?
Well, I'm not sure we're going to get to the top in time unless... Oh, look! Look, a cable car! They must have had it specially installed for the conference.
So, a Vince cable car.
Hence the smooth pink dome on top.
You all right? In you get.
Thanks.
Enjoy the journey. Sorry, but you won't be getting any seats.
But there are two just here.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were Lib Dems.
Oh, understand.
Let's get going.
Oh, well, well. That is quite a view. We really are tremendously high up.
Don't worry. The Vince cable car is much safer than the Jimmy cable car. People have been known to leave one of those halfway through.
Oh, dear. We appear to have stopped.
And now you've opened the sliding window. That is so dangerous.
Goodbye, suckers!
Oh, thank goodness. His parachute has opened.
And best of all, we get to keep his ticking briefcase. Anton flung the ticking briefcase out of the cable car, which was just as well as it exploded almost immediately. When eventually we reached the top of the mountain, there was an eerie silence. The Welsh Lib Dem conference was in full swing. Back in the world of espionage, we had to exchange Pauline for the universal translator. Perhaps I should have listened to the details of the swap more carefully. But when I returned from the town of Andover... I found the others had gone with a more logical location on the Welsh side of the Severn Bridge.
Right. Milton, Philippe and I will set off from this side and Pauline and her handler will set off from the far side at the same time.
All our people are in position. Some are up the bridge and some are already in the water in case anyone falls in.
OK, then. Can we all synchronise our swimmers?
I'm not sure that's necessary.
It's Pauline! Thank goodness, she's still alive.
Boys, when we all get home from this, I'm going to make a lovely liver and kidney pie.
We don't have to go through with it, do we?
Almost time. Ready?
Ready.
Right.
And remember, straight down the middle of the road, and let's go. What was that? Milton, it would have been really good if you'd had the bridge closed to traffic.
Sorry.
And it is a bank holiday as well.
OK, let's get the traffic stopped. I'll radio ahead. Oh, let's wait until tonight.
Wow, a full moon.
Yes, that lorry driver's certainly showing his displeasure about being diverted via Chepstow.
Same to you, and put your trousers on.
Right, let's try again.
Eventually, we came face to face with Pauline and the man who had been guarding her.
Are you all right, Pauline?
Yes, I've been having a nice chat with Liam here.
Hang on, he's the bloke from the Vince cable car.
I'll do.
Nice chat? He tried to kill us?
That's right. I infiltrated the Lib Dem conference by pretending I wanted to stand as a local councillor.
Of course, a Mancunian candidate.
Never mind that now. Your Pauline has been returned. So now, I will just take the computer and keep on walking. Come on, Liam.
What? You traitor, Philippe! So you're the source of the leaks?
Oui, I confess. L'agent provocateur.
We don't care what underwear you've got on.
Well, I suppose even if you make a lot of money from it, it'll still bring the world together in peace.
No. I will reprogram it so it translates everything into French. And then stays in French. And that will be the new universal language of the world.
But how did you persuade Liam to help you?
He is one of the many, many, many people who are not born in France, but who passionately believe French should be the universal language.
It's just you, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
But why? Or should I say, pourquoi?
I met Philippe on a different French exchange 20 years ago. I went straight from Manchester to the Côte d'Azur, and he showed me this magical hot round globe in the sky.
Of course. The sun.
Now I make my escape. Au revoir.
There he goes. What a tragedy for the world. Is there nothing you can do, Milton?
Wait a minute. I still have the remote control for the awning. It might just work.
Oh, what's happening? The whole bridge is moving.
Just like Tower Bridge. I had no idea.
Philip's trapped between the two halves of the bridge.
Aidez-moi! Je suis désolé!
Stuck fast. Well done, Milton.
I've made a huge mistake. Forgive me.
Oh, I almost feel sorry for him.
Yes, perhaps in the interest of world peace, we should let him go.
Maybe you're right.
Yes, he is right.
After all, we've all been a bit uptight ever since that business that started all this off with the pyramid of glasses.
That would make anyone a bit touchy.
You know, when you crash the car.
Oh, have you been involved in an accident?
I beg your pardon?
Have you been involved in an accident?
So, it was you.
Milton! I know the words sound familiar, but it almost certainly wasn't him. In the interest of humanity, we need to live and let live.
Fine. And in fact, why don't we drink to our shared humanity? I'll arrange these glasses in a fountain.
Oh, fantastic. Where is the champagne?
Got the next best thing, actually.
Ah, yes. Now, I don't know if you have Tizer in France.
No.
Let me pour you some. I actually got a case of this when we stopped to freshen up on the way here.
Oh, yes.
It's actually a very special variety. Hand sanitizer.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman-Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.